One open and use half of it under the lid on a beehive.
A gunny sack.
I used to help take care of bees. That was interesting too, boy.
Bees?
Bees are one of the most interesting things there are.
Did y'all have them on your farm?
Yeah, my grandmother took care of some of my body there. Helped them. Very interesting.
I'm just thinking right now of tools that you might have used on the farm. Did you ever have a tool, you still see them a good bit, they have a wheel on the front and then kind of a bucket with two handles, move dirt around in or other things?
Well, that's a...
For a garden, you mean?
Just a wheelbarrow, did y'all have anything?
Wheelbarrow,
like?
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow,
yeah, we got one.
Okay. And what would you have used to sharpen, keep tools sharp on the farm?
Well,
knives or hoes or plows or things like that?
Plow, you had plowshares that went on the lower part of the plow. And you'd take them to the blacksmith and sharpen them, heat them and sharpen them, hammer them out. Used to.
Do you have any kind of stone that you would use to sharpen tools with?
Well, we used... We had a grindstone, water stone. You dipped water on it, and then you ground your water would be on the stone, and you ground your tools on that. It had to have water on it to grind. I got one of them.
Out back, really.
That one.
Another thing that I was wondering that they if they had something that they would have used when they were maybe working with wood and having a nail, they would have. They're wooden frames, either in the shape of an X or an A, and they would use it to lay things on to work on them.
Sawhorse.
Is that what they called them?
Yeah.
Sawhorse.
Yeah, I think so.
Did the folks around here use many stone walls as fences? Do you see many fences or walls made out of stone, or is it mostly
not,
just?
No, not many.
Okay. What other kind of tools would have been used on the farm besides some of the ones that we've mentioned?
Shovel.
Shovel? Okay.
Scoop shovel as well as a irrigation shovel. You have to have a shovel to irrigate with.
Now, does that just to dig the irrigation?
Just to plug the gaps and get a shovel full of dirt wherever you need to plug something or shovel out the bottom of a ditch.
Okay.
Just a small shovel. I don't know about that wide.
Be thinner because of the ditch. Okay. Did y'all have any sheep?
Sheep?
Did y'all raise sheep?
We used to raise a few sheep, yeah.
I'm wondering what they would have used what would they have used to take the wool off of the sheep? What would that be called? Would that have been
we had sheep shearers that would come in.
Sheep shearers. Used to use hand shears. Okay. I got some of them.
Okay. See, those you don't see much anymore. It's all electric now.
All electric.
Well, I meant the man was called a sheep shearer.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean the
man
instrument.
Was
yeah.
called a sheep shearer, and he'd come and shear them. And they, at first they used these hand shears, and then they got electric machines.
Yeah.
They have
well,
electric
machines
now. I suppose
they
used
shears, but I meant the man that did the work.
Yeah.
Sheep shearer.
Yeah. Yep. And, One other tool I'm sure y'all use, but used to nails in.
Hammer?
Yeah, y'all have those.
Yeah.
Now, I'm wondering about other things y'all would have used on the farm to carry things in. Did you have trucks? Or early on, I guess you had wagons, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were there different kinds of wagons?
No, just a box wagon.
Box wagon. And what kind of trucks would y'all have had? Just a regular old pickup?